Good morning, Dave, and good morning, Exfil. New in at Sundance Books and Music, we have Red, A History of the Redhead by Jackie Collis Harvey. And in this smart but not dense book, perfect for reading while you're under your giant hat and sunglasses at the beach, the author shows how red hair evolved in Central Asia due to a mutation in the MC1R gene and its migration to the ancient world, the prejudices against red hair in medieval Europe, and as the height of fashion in Protestant England. She also talks about the first positive symbols of red hair in children's characters, genetic and chemical decoding of red hair in contemporary culture from advertising and exploitation of gingerism, and the new movement against bullying. And we're especially happy to find out that red hair is not on the brink of extinction. Next, we have A Sense of the Whole, reading Gary Schneider's Mountains and Rivers Without End, and it's edited by Mark Gonerman. And Schneider once said most of his writing is like Class 3 river run water, where you do just fine on your own, but that Mountains and Rivers is more like Class 5. If you're going to make it to takeout, you need a guide. And in 1997, Mark Gonerman organized a year-long research workshop at Stanford Humanities Center for faculty to discuss Gary Schneider's book. And this book includes the commentaries and backgrounds of those that reading and that workshop. It's a very engaging work and look at that piece of art. Next, we have Winning of the West by Theodore Roosevelt. So this is four great books all together in one volume, all by Roosevelt, about the winning of the West. And it is less of a history than a pain to a time forgotten, but told in a way that seems to match Roosevelt himself. It's vigorous, full of life and action. We have Domino Diaries by Bryn Jonathan Butler. And as the cover says, my decade boxing with Olympic champions and chasing Hemingway's ghosts in the last days of the Castro's Cuba. It is a book about boxing, Castro, Cuba, and finally Hemingway. And it's a lot of male swagger, but told with a very energetic prose of a country we'd all like to know more about. And finally, we're going to wrap it up with a book near and dear to my heart, and it's called Print is Dead, Long Live Print, Ruth Jameson. This is a fantastic coffee table-sized book done by Prestel Publishers. They do very fine art and design books. And basically, this book showcases over 50 samples of innovative magazines from around the globe. Interviews with editors, art directors, and founders from each magazine offer background information as well as insight into why they've decided to start their publications and the challenges they face. And P.S., filled with creativity and innovation, this book is not offered in e-reader format. And it is the homage to why books still live and print still lives. And that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.